בוקר טוב. Four times the Torah we talk about Amalek. Twice we read in Shabbos. זכור את אשר עשה לך עמלק, פרשת כי תצא. The second time in ספר שמואל, when שאול miss opportunity to destroy all the nation of Amalek. Another two, מרצה השם in this week, in Purim, מגילת אסתר, night in the day, and day of Purim, ויבוא עמלק וילחם עם ישראל ברפידים, in פרשת בשלח. While we stay between the four time, I would like בסייעתא דשמיא to learn how we can change difficult time in Am Israel to happy time, how we can deal with Amalek, and how we can see how Amalek is so close to us. אף על פי סנחרין mix all the nations. We cannot show with a finger what nation is Amalek and what nation is other nation, but still it's very, very close to us, and now we can deal, and if you know to do this in the right way, we can make big change and bring the redemption more quick. And we'll start with three questions. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah in paragraph 1 teach us, ואמר רבי יהושע בן לוי, חייב אדם לקרות את המגילה בלילה ולשנותה ביום, שנאמר אלוהי אקרא יומם ולא תענה ולילה ולא דומיה לי. סבור מיני למקרה בלילה ולמית נמתית נדידה בימימה. The students in the yeshiva, רשי explain in paragraph 2, fifth line, סבור מיני בני הישיבה ששמעו שמועה זו בלשון הקודש ולשנותה ביום, זה understand, בוא תזמין לשנותה, היו סבורים דאי ולשנותה לשון שונה משנהו. Until, the Gemara continue and say, אמר לו רב ירמיה לדידי מפר שלי מיני דרב חייא בר אבא, הגט פה רב חייא בר אבא זה right explanation, כגון דאמרי אינשיא, people say, אבור פרשת הדא ואתנאי. I will finish what I learn, and I will review, learn this again. ממילא, what is mean לשנותה? To read the Megillah again in the day. The first question is, if Chazal want for us, we will read Megillah night and day. Why they say this to us in complicated way? Why they never talk to us short and clear? חייב אדם לקרוא את המגילה בלילה וביום. Everyone will understand what is mean. Read the Megillah in the night, in the day. Why Chazal use Loshon, what brings the students to come confused? Lishnota. What does it mean, Lishnota? To repeat, maybe Mishnayot. They don't know exactly, until Rav Chiya need to explain to them, Lishnota is mean to read the Megillah again. Why Chazal never say, short and clear, read the Megillah in the night, in the day? Question number one. Good. Question number two. When, thank God, the big revolution take place, and we send the second letter, what we allow to fight back against all the enemies that stay against us, and a big miracle happened. Achashverosh give report to Esther, how many people die in the first day of the war, paragraph 7. ויום ההוא בא מספר ההרוגים בשושן הבירה לפני המלך. ואומר המלך לאסתר המלכה בשושן הבירה הרגו היהודים והבן פליספוטליין 500 איש ואת עשרת בני המן בשאר מדינות המלך מה עשו? What happened in all the other state? I skipped to פסוק תזיים ובשאר שאר היהודים אשר מדינות המלך ניקלו ועמוד הנפשם ונוח מאויביהם והרוג בשונאיהם 5 ו-70 אלף פרוגרף סרב פסוק תזיים בשאר מדינות המלך, הרגו היהודים והבד, כמה? חמישה ושבעים אלף. נוק אאוט. אנבליביבל. נאו, אחשוורוש אש אסתר, בק טו פסוק י"ב, אנד אוף זה פסוק, סרד ליין עם פרוג אוף סרד, ומה שאלתך בעינה תן לך, ומה בקשתך עוד ותעש. After this knockout, the first day, so many people die, and not only this, זה מגילה tells us black and white, ורבים מימי הארץ מתייעדים, כי נפל פחד היהודים עליהם. People have tremendous respect to us, עם ישראל, נפל פחד היהודים עליהם. What, you need something else? And she answered, yes. ותאמר אסתר, פסוק י"ג, אם על המלך טוב, יינתן גם מחר ליהודים אשר בשושן לעשות כדה, היום, את הסרט מהמה נתלו עליהם. She asked for other day. And what happened? What in the other day? Well, in what place in other day? אשר בשושן. In the first day, they killed 500 people in שושן הבירה. Now she asked, other day in the city, in the state of Shushan. If she need other day, why she never ask other day in all the under 27 states? 127 מדינות. Why she ask only in one place? And what happened in the second day? How many people die in the second day? פסוק תדבר, ויקלו היהודים אשר בשושן ביום 14 לחודש אדר, ויהרגו בשושן 300 איש. Only 300 people. My second question is, if Esther feel first day is not enough, after 75,000 people die in one day, plus 500 איש שושן הבירה, and she need other day, why she ask for other day only in שושן, in מדינת שושן, in the city of שושן, in the state of שושן. Why she never ask in all the under 27 states? You need other day? Take this on all the states. Hashverosh, ready to give to Esther what she wants. Why she ask only in one place? Second question. Third question. Whatever, Rabotai, we know. Chag. What's the name of Chag? Chag in the Torah. How we say Yom Chag? No, Chag is what? Chag is Mikra Kodesh. Is Mikra Kodesh. Ken? Chag. is Mikra Kodesh, and Chag is also what? Regel, and Chag is also what? Moed. We have in the Torah three names to every holiday. What is mean Mikra Kodesh? Mikra Kodesh is mean, we announce, everybody need to travel to some place, and to come to this place together. This is a Mikra Kodesh. Modim, we announce. What is mean Regel? We walk. Everybody walk from his place, and we go to one place. In Moed, we come together. Mitvadim, we come together. Is the three names of holiday in the Torah. Mikra Kodesh is Modi'im Sheolchim Lemakom Ploni. This is Mikra Kodesh. Regel Olchim Lemakom Ploni. We going to this place and מועד מגיעים ונמצאים ביחד באותו מקום פלוני. Yes, this is three explanation to the word חג. From this reason come חזל and say, wow, all these three names, what is unique about these three names? Unity. We announce everybody need to go to same place, we walk to same place, and we arrive to same place. Come חזל and give us a name, יום טוב. People stay together, oh, this is Yom Tov. Why Chazal need four names? Why we need the other name? Midrabonon, Yom Tov, why? We have three names in the Torah. Because Chazal come and explain to us, what does it mean, these three names? These three names represent what? We come together, we walk together. This is Yom Tov. Purim is also. Look the day. Mishloach manot, matanot laevyonim, seuda. All the mitzvot hayom in Purim make us to come together. Is why the celebration of this special day, Purim, is Mefuzar u'Mefurad. Yudaled, for some people, Tedvav, from other people. If you want, you can celebrate Yudaled and Tedvav. And if you really want, you don't celebrate not in Yudaled, not in Tedvav. And we have all the types of people that can pick what they like. What kind of Yom Tov is? If all the idea of Yom Tov is to come together, all the idea of Yom Tov is to show unity, what kind of celebration is for him? What everyone decide what is good for him, and this is what you do. Some people Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, Yudalet Edvar. Some people only Tel Aviv, some people only Yerushalayim, some people not Yerushalayim, not Tel Aviv. They switch from place to place before Purim starts. Shalom al Yisrael. It's what kind of Purim is, if all the idea is to come together, and the way we celebrate is completely, we separate between group in this place and other group in other place. This is, moreover, Rabotai, the three questions. Through these three questions, we will walk step by step. And we see B'siyata B'shmaya, Pil'ei, Pil'ei Pla'im. Olam Abba, Ba'olam Hazeh. Pil'ei Pla'im, other preparation. Before we arrive to Yemei Purim, Abayim Aleinu Letovah. Moreover, Rabotai. Again, short and clear. Question number one, if Chazal wants for us to read the Megillah twice, night and day, why he says this in the way, what the language is not so clear, חייב אדם לקרוא את המגילה בלילה ולשנותה ביום, לשנותה הזמין, או to repeat, או to learn משניות, say clear, לקרוא בלילה וביום. Question number two, after the knockout in the first day of the war, against all the nations, would stay against us, and we killed 75,000 in all the state, as a 500, including a Seret Ne'aman, in Shushan Abira. Esther need other day, welcome. But why she ask only one more day, only in Shushan? Why she never ask in all 127 state? And this question is, if all the idea of celebration of Yom Tov is unity, and this is what why Chazal give us four names after we have in the Torah three names, why Purim, what in one hand, look all the mitzvot ayom, what show us so much unity, and now we come together, we never find any other holiday what we have mitzvah to give Mishloach Manot. Show me any other holiday to give Mishloach Manot. Show me come, only Purim. It means to show how much important, how it's important to come together, etc., etc. Why the celebration of the day is mefuzer or mefuran. Everyone celebrate another time. To answer all these three questions, we will start in this way. The Gemara teaches in Masechet Megillah Parugafor. ואמר רבי יהושע בן לוי, נשים חייבות בקריאת מגילה, שאתם היו באותו אנס. In other way, we learn from this line in the Gemara, when you read מגילה, you mekayem the mitzvah of פרסום הנס. You spread the miracle all over. And this is the reason why some poskim come and say, tanoim come and say, מגילה also בזמנה, in the time we need to read בעשרה. We need to have פרסום הנס, every time, שלא בזמנה, בזמנה, is for sure aspect of פרסום הנס take place in קריאת מגילה. But we have other aspect of קריאת מגילה. Other aspect of קריאת מגילה. And this is the Gemara in paragraph 6, and you can see also Rashi, it says black and white, paragraph 5, last line, וקריאת מגילה שבח הוא שמפרסמים את הנס והכל מקלצים לקדוש ברוך הוא. Everybody say thank you to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Paragraph 6, other aspect in קריאת מגילה, שלחה להם אסתר לחכמים כתבו נה לדורות. אסתר הודאי תוקם פרטוב זה תנך. שלחו לה הלא כתבתי לך פוסקים משלי שלישים ולא רבים. Only three times in זה תנך. We allowed to talk about המלק. First time in בשלח, second time in כתצה, and third time what we read in זה after in שבס about שאול המן. שלישים ולא רבים. עד שמצאו לו מקרא כתוב בתורה, until the find other source, what we can put the issue of המלק, other time in זה תורה, שנאמר כתוב זאת זיכרון בספר, כתוב זאת. מה שכתוב כאן, הוא במשנה תורה, כאן נזמין פרשת בשלח, אין משנה תורה כי תצא, twice, זיכרון, מה שכתוב בנביאים, this is about שאול המלך, and בספר, פייסבוק ליין, מה שכתוב במגילה. נזמין, מגילת אסתר have status of ספר. What is unique about ספר? ספר נזמין, you learn from inside. ספר נזמין, you study. מגילה is איגרת, and מגילה is also ספר. You get letter, you get email, you read quickly, delete, you continue. You don't check every word. ספר, you study, you learn everything, כראוי, כמו שצריך. אז מגילה is also ספר, and what we learn in this ספר, what the name is מגילה, זה other aspect about Amalek. Because Aman, Agagi, is four times, we have in the Tanakh, the Amalek in different way. How he arrived in the desert, what we need to remember, Parashat Ki Tetzeh, the mistake of Shaul, and the miracle that happened in time of Mordechai Vesler. Is when we read Megillah, we also mekayim other aspect, and this is Zikaron Mechiyat Amalek. Now, this Amalek, how I say in the beginning, look, something very abstract, something not relevant for us, because Sanherib mix all the nation, and we cannot show who is Amalek, but still, Amalek is very relevant for us, and very, very close to us. Very, very close. What is it mean? Look at what the Torah teaches. Parog of 7. ויבוא המלאק וילחם עם ישראל ברפידים. קם חזל נצאים פרוג of 8, אם זה מכילתא. רב יהודה הנשיא אומר, 5 עממים פסה המלאק. ובא ומלחם עם ישראל. המלאק cross 5 nations. 5 nations. Unbelievable. He come from nowhere. Look, later עם חזל. רבי נתן אומר, לא בא המלאק פרוג of 8. Last night. אלא מהררי סעיר. 400 פרסה. פסה המלאק. הוא בא ונלחל עם ישראל. 400 פרסה, you know what is mean 400 פרסה? He's over 400 miles, you come to us to where? To the desert. When he arrived in the desert, he arrived, what happened? What exactly he see in the desert? What exactly he do in the desert? The answer is zero. Because he recognized our place, but the problem is, clouds protect us from all over. And he stay outside. And he waits. How long he can wait? Week, more or less. This is desert. Desert is very dangerous place for many aspects. Days and night. Nobody come out. You cannot direct start the fight against us. After week, more or less, what they need to do? To go back. I'm like, no, I do it. I have patience. I have ambition. And I have motivation. I will catch them. The first one will come out from the cloud, I will kill him. The other one will come from the cloud, but it's a believer, I will kill him also. Is mean Amalek, the unique about Amalek is he has patience, he never give up, and step by step, he say, I will do my job. This Amalek is very, very relevant for us. Not what you have in your head now. I read all your head. I can tell you exactly what you have in your head. Mamash not. The Amalek, what we have now is exactly same, is very, very close to us. Is by us. This is our Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara have exactly the same knowledge, patience, ambition, and motivation. What you not succeed today, it come tomorrow. Not tomorrow, next year. Not next year, 20 years from now. You want to see what Chazal teaches us about this kind of Amalek? Unbelievable. First, Pasparog of 9. Vayar Hashem. Ki Rabba, Ra'at Adam Ba'aretz. וכל יצר מחשבות ליבו רק רע כל היום. וכל יצר מחשבות ליבו רק רע כל היום. With all the respect, with all the respect. I cannot say this. We so bad. רק רע כל היום. Come on. Part of the day we sleep. We cannot make anything bad. When we sleep. What does it mean רק רע כל היום? רק רע. Kol Ayom, the last letter of this few words makes the world what? Amalek. We never talk about us. Every one of us is good people. We're good people. Who is Rakra Kol Ayom? Who have 24/7 look for opportunity? Who? Yetzer Hara. He went to opportunity. But you not succeed today, you will come tomorrow. Next week, look what Chazal teach us. What is mean רק רע כל היום? Paragraph 10. Man, אל תאמין בעצמך עד יום מותך. שהרי יויחנן, כהן גדול, שימש בכהונה גדולה 80 שנה. You know what it means, כהן גדול 80 שנה? You over the age of 100. You know what it means to walk into קודש הקודשים? Somebody what all the ear, his brain is clean, is pure. Chazal tells us what is mean Kohen Gadol. And what happened in the end? Chazal come and tells us, ולבסוף נעשה מה? צדוקי. I wait. I have patience. I not succeed with you today? 20 years from now. Not 20 years, 40 years from now. I will catch you. This is same knowledge what Amalek have. Now, how we can deal with this kind of knowledge? What we do? What the Pasuk say in Megillat Esther? Mordechai lo kam velo za mimenu. What is mean? Mordechai lo kam velo za mimenu. When a man passed in front of Mordechai, he never moved. Correct? He never came. Look what the Sfasem say. Pile Baim. Mordechai lo kam velo za. How we can do this? Again and again, the answer is mimenu. Mordechai come and say, I learn from a man. You have patience. You have ambition. You never give up. I also have. I also have. I learn from you. Me'oivai tehakmeini, the Pasuk say. And we see we have more patience. And we see we have more ambition. And we see we're going to win in the end of the road. You a man or us. Mimenu. I learn from you. I learn from you. Not only you know, not moving, a man passes in front of his eyes. I learn from you. Look, and look in the Megillah again and again. Paragraph 11. אחר הדברים האלה. גידל המלך אחשוורוש את המים ולמדתה הגגי. וינשאו, ויישם את כיסו, וינשאו ויישם את כיסו מעל כל השרים אשר איתו. וכל עבדי המלך, אשר בשער המלך, כוירים ומשתחווים לאמן. כי כן ציווה המלך. כן ציווה למלך, ומודכה לא יחווה ולא ישתחווה. ואמרו עבדי המלך, אשר בשער המלך, למורדכי, מדוע אתה עובר למצוות המלך? והיא פליספות לה, פסוק ד', כאומרם אליו, יום, 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 for a long, 5 years, ולא שמע עליהם. I am also patient. I also have ambition. I will go to win against him. And again, when Esther stay in the palace, and Mordechai say to Esther, never say any word, but you don't know exactly what happened to Esther, because week after the party is over, the committee announced, the king looked for her as a wife. He cannot ask so much, he cannot get any information from the palace, because he said to Esther, don't say one word about me, about anything, and he need to find what going. Chazal say, paragraph 12, לא יגידה אסתר את המוות ולנתה כמורחה הציבה לאשר לא תגיד, ובכל יום ויום. You understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu cook something, this is what Rashi say. ובכל יום היום put line again. מורדכי מדרך מחצב את אנשים. לדעת יש תום אסתר ומאסר. I know for sure. הקדוש ברוך הוא cook something. I don't know what. But I have the patience. 5 years, day by day, מורדכי go around the palace to understand what קדוש ברוך הוא want for me and how we can stay against a man, how we can save the life of Esther. יום יום. This is the key. Mimele. When the first war against Amalek take place, first wars against Amalek take place, זה פסוק סי פרוק אף סרטין. ויאמר משה ליהושע, בחר לנו אנשים, וצא לכם באמלק, מחר, אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה. Why מחר? It's danger. Start today. Why you send יהושע today, you go tomorrow? No. משה רבינו send יהושע, listen. This is lesson for good forever. Amalek, you cannot win and knock out in one day. No way. Somebody would have ambition, patience, and a lot of motivation, forget to win in one day. Because he never give up. He never, he's look, he destroyed, but he will wake up. We need also what against this kind of nation, this kind of enemy, what we need? One word to remember. The word is what? Machar. Machar is not only tomorrow. Machar is mean, this is something what we need also to put effort. This is also something what also we need to show consistency. Consistency. We never give up. When we show consistency, we get everything. We can change everything. Mekotze lekotze. From this reason, Morai v'Rabotai, come Chazal, so nice. Look, look, Chazal, I'm going to listen this to dance. Come Chazal and say to us, Chayav Adam, likrot ha-Megillah b'layla, nu, v'lishnota b'yom. Come on, lishnota. It's a mistake. It's confused. What is lishnota? Mishnayes. Lishnota is mean. To repeat, rabbis, please tell us short and clear. Chayav Adam likrot ha-Megillah b'layla v'yom. No, the answer is if somebody, you know why we read the Megillah in the night? You know why is it, what's the purpose to read the Megillah in the night? One purpose. What I can say in the day, this is for me what? The second time. The reason why we read Megillah in the night, only to say, in the day, I do this now, again. And if the situation is, somebody, for one reason, cannot read the Megillah in the day, cannot read, he don't need to read the Megillah in the night. Who says this? Sfasemis. Look in paragraph 14. Ve'efshar. In the Chidushim in the Shas. Ve'ah de'amar ve'lishnota. Why is the lotion lishnota? Mishum. She'ikar mitzvata ba'yomi. Ve'akriya ba'layla. Plut line please. Irak. She'ye ba'yom. Kriya shniya. Only to have second time in the day. Ve'nafkanina. Be'ah. Eicha de'biyamema. Loyal of chiyuv, if in the day from some reason, definitely no, you cannot read. Gam balayla, nu, patur. What is mean? In any way, when you deal with a Amalek, if it's war, if it's to remember, if it's to study, remember, nothing cannot finish in one day. We need also what? Machar. Esther. You walk to the palace. You walk to the palace. First time in the history what somebody walk in not get any permission. Achashverosh asked, what I can do for you? She say, we can eat together? Sure. But I need other two eyes. Aman. Aman? Why she need Aman? Why? Maybe in all these 5 years, when Esther, not exactly the wife of Achashverosh, she come close to a man come close to Esther, and maybe together they cook something against me. Vayomer HaMelech, Maharu et Aman! You want to know on the spot? Aman arrived. Okay, what I can do for you? What you say one word? Machar. Say no! Say no! Aman is here! Machar. She know, if I say now, everything what I have to say, maybe something will happen to Aman, but we cannot uproot all this. We need also what? Machar. This is what I learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. He teach me this. This is, now, when we understand this, and we have this kind of perspective, look, we make this more deep, and we see it as all relevant for us. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you ask any one of you, children or grandchildren, what is Klal Godol Batoira? What everybody will say? Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. Everybody learned from the Chayyim, from the Preschool. Right? But Shimon ben Pazi come and say, paragraph 15, second line, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Oimer, Matzinu Klal, Matzinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter, something much bigger, Dehu, Et HaKeves HaEcha Ta'aseh BaBoker, Et HaKeves HaSheni Ta'aseh what? What is mean? One word, consistency. Atmada. Consistently. You have this, you have passion and ambition to do this again and again, you go to win. In any field in your life, in any area in your life. Atmada, ambition, motivation, you get. Now, listen, to make this more deep. Moira Beravoy say, when the wall of Yerushalayim destroyed, when the Nebuchadnezzar walk in, and we have special fast about this, Shivasa, Adams, when the Mikdash destroyed? Why is it take three weeks between? Why 3 weeks between? You walk in, Trach, Yerushalayim, finish. Why is it take three weeks? You can't tell me what it means. We fight back. But Nebuchadnezzar, 3 years with huge army. And one day, you know why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to us, children, I wait for you with a lot of patience 3 years. 3 years. Nebuchadnezzar around the wall, nothing happened. You never wake up. He walk into Yerushalayim. He broke the walls. He walk into Yerushalayim. Now, if you remember the lesson of Shivasra Betavuz, Hashem said to us, Yerushalayim and Bet HaMikdash will never destroy it. Again, you have now 3 weeks. If you remember the lessons of Shivasra Betavuz, and you will take from this something, Yerushalayim don't go to destroy it. What is Shivasra Betavuz? Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches about 17 בתמוז, paragraph 16. חמישה דברים יראו את אבותינו ב-17 בתמוז. What happened ב-17 בתמוז? נשתברו הלוחות, משה רבנו דיסלו את זה לוחס, בטל התמיד, ובקיע העיר, שרף הפוסטמוס את התורה, בן הזה תורה, אין אמית צלם בעיך. מורה ורבותיי, what is the connection between all these five? Listen, deep, deep Mishnah, play, play. We start from the end. אמית צלם בעיך. בית המקדש is pure place, unique place. You put עבודה זרה inside, you broke the consistency of קדושה, of purity. בית המקדש still exist. מזבח, שולחן, still take place. But in the middle we have also what? What do you have in the middle? Also what? Avodah Zarah! Statue! You broke the purity of this place. Next. What before this? Ve-sarap apostamos et ha-Torah. First time in Jewish history. When somebody burned Sefer Torah. He burned Sefer Torah. It's terrible. But still, we have many, many others. It means what broke? The consistency. One before. Uvkeh ha-Ir. What do you mean Uvkeh ha-Ir? If this is the wall of Yerushalayim. You can walk in, you have one gate in this side, one gate in another side. Uvkeh ha-Ir is mean, you have many other places. The consistency of the wall broke. Still you see walls, but it's not consistency, it's broke. People can walk in from many ways. And what we have before this, Batel HaTamid. What does it mean, Batel HaTamid? Batel HaTamid is mean, we never stop to bring Korban Tamid. But until this moment, what we have, Olat Tamid, Asuya Mi, Ar Sinai. What is it called Korban Tamid? Korban Tamid, because this was consistency, Tamid, all the time. Olat Tamid, Asuya Mi, Ar Sinai. And for one few days, we stop to bring Korban Tamid. We stop. We bring later. But the consistency, stop. But what I don't understand, what is mean, Nishtabru Aluchot? Nishtabru Aluchot? If Moshe Rabbeinu takes the luchos, and what he do? He destroyed them. It's not the consistency broke. Everything is destroyed. Consistency broke is mean you have something from before, but it's not completely. It's not shalom. Correct? You can explain to me what does mean Nishtabru Aluchot? How Nishtabru Aluchot relate to all this list? Listen, what we say every morning, what we say yesterday, Yismach Moshe Bematnat Chelko, every Shabbos, Sticha, Yismach Moshe Bematnat Chelko, כי עבד נאמן קראת לו, ושני לוחות אבנים, הוריד בידו נאו ליסן, וכתוב בהם. כתוב בהם שמירת שבת. כתוב בו, כתוב בה, שמירת שבת. מה זה כתוב בהם? זה פרס לוחות is destroyed. No more. אין יותר לוחות. is destroyed completely. מה זה כתוב בהם לשון רבים? לא כתוב בהם בלוחות. לוחות is one piece, ואין לו לוחות. אתה לא תבין, כתוב בהם. חזר כמה את זה, סמור יש רבנו, destroy את זה לוחס. One command, one dibra, still stay completely. What kind of dibra? Of Shabbos. Dibra ta Shabbat never destroyed. אז זה כתוב בהם, כתוב בהם. It means the consistency also broke, but not everything destroyed. As we see, if we will understand after the walk into Yerushalayim, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu want for us after Shivasra Betamuz, he want for us to wake up and to say to ourselves, yes, we will try to do the best what we can, but we never give up. Consistently. We will try to do this with ambition, motivation, and beretzifut. Beretzifut. If this will happen, 3 weeks after, Bet HaMikdash will never destroy it. Never destroy it. Look how this is unique. Im kacha, pilei, pilei, pilei. Yes, we understand why chayav adam mikrot ha-medila ba-laila ve-lishnota ba-yom. The idea of lishnota is, I can say, this is my need. Only second time. Second time! What is the idea of second time? Is me against Amalek, we cannot win anyone. From this reason, Chazal had this in language, what can be students to have misunderstanding. But we will teach it. Don't have misunderstanding. But what is the purpose? Mishnota. Exactly same. You go to make war against Amalek, Esther, come and say, the knockout takes place after the first day. But I cannot win in one day. I need other state. One more day. Give me one more day in Shushan, state of Shushan. And not so many people die in the second day, 300 compared to what happened in the first day. But to show we can win if we have what? Consistently. This is the reason why when we celebrate Purim, exactly how the war against Amalek is not in one day, exactly the same celebration is not in one day. Yes, Yudaled and Tedvav. This means we show the consistency, any aspect that relate to Amalek, come and say to us, cannot happen in one day. We need other day. We need more against his ambition and motivation to never give up. Now, how we can get this kind of knowledge? Who help us to get this kind of knowledge? Moray v'rabotai, pilei plaim. You know, the tour come and teach us the three special holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, v'Sukkos, is parallel to Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Avraham say, Lushi v'asi ugot, remember? Happened when? Pesach. Yitzchak, when he gives a bracha, this happened, Yitzchak is a Shavuot, כנגד יצחק, כי השופר של מתן תורה come from the שופר של יצחק. And סוכות, ויעקב עשה למקנהו סוכות. But the two continue and end, paragraph 17, and say, the last two lines, ויודבט ראשי חודשי השנה, the last line, יודבט ראשי חודשי השנה, שגם הם נקראים מועדים, כנגד יודבט שבטים. The 12 months similar to what? To? 12 months similar to?
12
shvatim. How? If Nisan is the first month, Adar is what? The last month. Who relate to Adar? What Shevet? Binyamin. Yeah. Reuben is the first one. Binyamin is what? The last one. This is on one hand. In other hand, we have also, in Adaret Eliyahu paragraph 18, Yudbet Chodashim, כן, בסוד י' ב' שבטים, והם כסדר הדגלים. When we walk in the desert, who was the last one in the desert? It's potentially, people say Dan. Dan don't was in the last one. Dan was the head of the last group. The Torah teaches in paragraph 19, דגל מחנה דן צפונה. Yes, he was the last one. פסוק כ"ז, והאחרונים עליו מטה אשר, ונשיא לבני אשר וכו' וכו', פסוק כ"ט, ומטה נפתלי. Is the last one is who? נפתלי. Is חודש אדר, is similar to אדר, is similar to אדר, to בנימין, בנימין, and also who? Other one is נפתלי. The connection between אדר and בנימין is very easy. מרדכי, איש יהודיה בשושן הבירה, ושמו מרדכי בן יאיר, בן שימי, בן קיש, איש ימיני. He's from Binyamin. Esther also from Binyamin. What Mordechai said to Esther, אם אחרש תחרישי בעת הזאת, רווח והצלה יעמוד ליהודים ממקום אחר, ואת ובית אביך תובדו. What does it mean, בית אביך? What, why he put the house of the grandparents? Who is the grandparents of Esther? שאול המלך. He makes a major mistake against המלך. You have opportunity now to fix the mistake of your grandfather. If you go to Hashverosh. It's Esther. And who else? Mordechai, Shevet Binyamin, stay against the man. As we see, easily connection between Binyamin and Shevet Adar. But to make this a little bit more deep, Aman, come to Melech HaChashverosh, and say to him, paragraph 20, ויאמר Aman למלך HaChashverosh, ישנו עם אחד, מפוזר ומפורד, בכל מדינות מלכותיך, ודתיהם הן שונות מכל עם, ודתי המלך אינם עושים, ולמלך אין שווה להניחם, אם על המלך טוב, יכתב לעבדם ועשרת אלפים, כיכר כסף אשכול על ידי עושה המלאכה, להביא אל גנזי המלך. כמה חשברוש, חזל טיצ'ס, and say to him, are you crazy? You want to start with Jewish people? Look what happened to Paro, look what happened to Nebuchadnezzar, look what happened to Sanherib, look what happened to all of them. I know, but what I find now, what never was before, they give up. They go to sleep. ישנו! עם אחד, קם חזל and say, don't say ישנו, אלא ישנים מן המצוות. Paragraph 21, ויאמר המלך, ויאמר אמן המלך אשברוש, ישנו עם אחד, I read the last few words, זה paragraph 21, אמר לי, ישנים מן המצוות. They go to sleep. You can tell me, how a man know we give up. He visits the shuls, the yeshivot, the Jewish community, how do you know we give up? Chazal teaches, a man in charge of 180 days parties for Achashverosh. He make parties 6 months. 180 yom. Who in charge of all these parties? A man. And a man, every few weeks, send beautiful invitation to the Jewish community all over to just participate this party. And he told them, in special notes, So food is kosher lamehadrin, badatz, food, no question, wine, don't worry about yayin akum, yayin nesech, all the weathers, shomri teru mitzvahs. Moreover, all the wine is also mevushal. Moreover, you will get special section, special area, is honor for our king, for all our state, if you appreciate us, and we feel very, very honored and happy. Mordechai, under 80 days, stay and say, don't go. Is look good? Is look, why not? Is look, come on, the king invited us, we cannot say no. We get other invitation. First is in blue color, after this is green, after this is gold, after this is platinum, don't go. I told you, don't go. And he walked against these letters, months after months after months, close to the end of the 180 days. Close to the end of 180 days. Haman succeeded. How many Jewish people go to the party from all the state? 18,000. 18,000. Midrash Rabba. Not from one city, 127 states. They come, black tie, they sit, they get the food, oh, pictures, chaval al hazman. But the first part is no problem. Achlu, lamehadrin. Shatu, great wine, Jewish wine, all the hechsherim, waiters. But after shatu, you lose control. After the drink, achlu, shatu, ishtakru, itkalkelu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the opportunity, leabdam. Leabdam, Chazal say, lo bedam. But he gets a green light, go with your final solution. It means, Am Israel, Achashverosh, listen to me, they sleep. They give up. You know what it means, I drink for you 18,000 people. And look what happened after they eat and drink. Oh, where they stay, with who they stay? We go to him. Come Mordechai, come Binyamin. And Mordechai and Esther would come from Binyamin. We never sleep. We stay. We never sleep for a minute. And we continue to stay against you. Yes, maybe many people sleep. But if we have group what never sleep, we will do this. And in the end of the road, we're going to win. And Chazal come and teach us. So nice. In paragraph 24, Binyamin, Zeev, Itrof, Baboker, Yochal Ad, Velaerev, Yechalek Shalal. Rashi say, paragraph 25, Binyamin, Zeev, Itrof, Inei Bet Aman Atati Leester, Yechalek Shalal, Baerev, Yechalek Shalal, Mordechai Veester, Shem Binyamin, שם בנימין, שם יחלקו את שלל המן שנאמר בערב יחלק שלל. When is ערב, when is dark, when people sleep, we never sleep. We never sleep. We have the consistency. We go to win. Mordechai, Esther, and the people would stay with them, but they never do that. This is בנימין. What he gave us in this month, opportunity not to sleep, to wake up. But it's not enough not to sleep. Sometimes person is wake up, but he don't do anything. Sometimes person is wake up, but he stay in the bed all the time. Come Azer Shevet, Naftali. What is unique about Naftali? Paragraph 26. Lenaftali amar, Naftali sva ratzon umale birkat Hashem. Yam v'darom yirasha. How we say in English, sva ratzon? Satisfied. Tell me, you go to the restaurant, beautiful restaurant, Spitz restaurant. You finish. You feel satisfied? Yes or no? America, Begimatria restaurant. Kol HaMulchem restaurant. No, you don't go to a restaurant, Rabbi. Feel satisfied is a mistake. Maybe in English we say satisfied. You're not satisfied after you have a great meal. Your stomach satisfied. You eat good. Satisfied in Hebrew, you know what is mean in Lashon HaKodesh. Sva ratzon is mean you satisfied from your ambition, from your ratzon. Poteach et yadecha, we say bekavana, umasbir lekol chai. Ratzon, what do you mean ratzon? What you want? Not only what you want. Masbir lekol chai, koach haratzon, more ambition, more motivation. Ratzon yireav, yaase. Ve'et shavatam mishmam yoshen. People don't have ratzon. Naftali סיבה רצון. נפתלי, פיל, סטיספייד. פעם זה אמבישן אותי. עוד כאן אגן, עזר גול, עזר צ'אלנג'. פעם זה ישרזן מלא ברכת השם. איפול מס ברכת השם. איפול מסיעת המשמעיה. איפול מסיעת המשמעיה. I do this in the right way. מלא את ברכת השם. זה נפתלי סבר רצון. במיומין, help us not to sleep. מורדאי נפתלי, elevate us to other stage with רצון. פורים. The highlight of the year. Time of the Suda. Any place you go to, stay in the Suda. This is a time to ask. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I really don't want to sleep. I really want to try to do what I can do. With consistency. With Emshech. Not with Efsek. With ambition. I ask for this ambition. For Sva Ratzon. To feel satisfied for ambition and Ratzon in Avodat Hashem. You ask this. The sky is the limit. This is Purim. Purim put us in other place. Purim show us we not deal with rating, with numbers. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we work with you. And when you see this kind of avoda, exactly how you see by Mordechai and Esther and the group of people, everything change. From this reason, look this in other aspect. Delay playing. When a man comes with a lottery, 22 times in Megillat Esther, you find the word Kadat. You know what it means, Kadat? Everything is religion. Everything is Alpi Adat. People believe. Tell me, if this happened, the letter said, when you'd given his son? When to fight against the Jewish people? 11 months after. Why all the nation don't go to fight against us before? Because they believe. The months, the time, what we can do this in one day is other. We need to wait. To wait. Everything, Kadat, Kadat, Kadat. Come Mordechai and say, what Aman say, he is right. He is right. He makes a lottery of this month's Adar, he is right. Vayir Shushan Navocha, Chazal come and tells us what is mean. Vayir Shushan Navocha, Chazal come and say, it's not in front of us, say, people go, what they do every day. Normally, women go to the roof to put some fruit to dry, she fall and she die. Somebody go to bring water from the well, he fall in and die. Tragedies, tragedies. People say, wow, Aman said, I told you, I like you very much. My best friend is Jewish people, Aman said. But what I can do is not in my hand. And Mordechai come and say, he is right. But what you do? Lottery? We are also lottery. When we have lottery? Yes, Am Yisrael also have lottery. In the Torah. Look inside. When we have lottery? Paragraph 29. ומעט הדעת בני ישראל יקר שני סיריזים. חטאת. ואיל אחד לעולה. הם, פסוק זין, ולקח את שני הסירים מבינותם, לפני השם, פתח אוהל מועד, ונתן אהרון את שני הסירים גורלות. גורל אחד להשם, גורל אחד הוא עוד, לעזאזל. We also have lottery. In our end. And חזל קם אין תזס. This lottery, look. Paragraph 30. וחודש ניסן יצא בת קול מהשמיים ואמרה, אל תראי כנסת ישראל. אם אתם שווים בתשובה, הוא ייפול בגורל תחתיכם. And you know, every time when Kohen Gadol pick his what is להשם, what God להשם, what להזזל, in right hand is להשם, left hand is להזזל. Because this represents Chazal tells us the situation what we stay. Come Mordechai and say, yes, this is in our hand. A man shows consistency. A man never give up. With another ambition, we can do this also. And in this way, we are born again. Asher nehfach lehem. Why is the name of the holiday is Purim? Why is the name of the holiday is not Pur? Pur הוא הגורל. We have one Pur, why Purim? לשון רבים. We have two גורלות. The question is, what kind of גורל God do we win? A man? Or what we have? What we have. This is in our end. This is what Chazal come and tells us. What happened to us? We read it. Very important to say to all your family. Send them email, WhatsApp, everyone what you have. Okay? That's a very important in Purim. Night and also in the day. After the Megillah, take 2 minutes. Read Tehillim, Kapitel, Kafbet, 22. Lamnatzeach, Alayelet HaShachar, Mizmor Shir. This is what Esther said when she walked into Melech HaShverosh. And all the Mizmor, you can recognize by yourself, show how Israel to Megillat Esther, and after this, ask what you need. Ask, this is Mamish, double, It's not mine. It's come from early Rishonim. Chapter 22. L'mnatzeach alei et ha-shachar. And what this mizmor end? V'am livra ya'aleh liyah. Paragraph 32. V'chi ad achshav atida u'ma acheret libarot shu omer v'am livra. What, we reborn again? We born when we leave Egypt. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Simon zedoro shel Mordechai shenivra b'riyah chadasha. We reborn again. Yes. We change le'abdam and we show apathy is le'abdam to destroy it us. But is le'avdam is lo bedam, lo bedam, not with blood, because Bochum never signed with blood, only with pen. We came up with what we signed, and this is what we have. This is consistent. This is Purim. This is all the avodah of Purim, and we take this opportunity, and we understand everything in life, in person life, and everything in Am Yisrael life. We can make a switch. We can change this. This is in our hands. Is the bend how he takes this. He takes this with this ambition and this consistency and this motivation. And we show here we have more in the right way. In this way, the Siyata Bishmaya, the Zochet. In this here, Tu Ora, Simcha, Sason, Veikar, Vibochem Ale, Kol Mishrat Ibeno Letova, and from Simcha's Purim, every one of us will take Simcha's Oilom and any Simcha what he need. מתוך בריאות, ברכה, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה.